The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeetzle Underdog and Vince.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
I don't have shock the monkey disease.
I've got these little blisters all over me. And I've got a hankering for bananas. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Of course, it's all gay guys getting it, so, you know.
Well, we got all that coming up, so. Yeah. Speaking of that, we'll talk about more on Ukraine, Elon Musk, Trump, Biden, baby formula, misinformation, monkeypox, Sasha Banks, and a whole lot more. No top 10 list this week. Instead, we are going to fan cast the Marvel Cinematic Universe version of the X-Men using actors that have never been in X-Men before. And of course, we will answer your listener questions.
I like how you work monkeypox in and then Sasha Banks.
Remember the thing I said I had to add at the end when before we started?
Yes.
It was the Sasha thing, because as I was scrolling the show here, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot to talk about all that nonsense. So,
It was nonsense. Awesome.
Oh yeah. Yeah. All right. You want to get in some TV news this week?
Not particularly, no.
I know. Yeah, pretty much. TV upfronts for this week, this is where all the networks come out and be like, here's what's coming out this new season and all that crap. We got our first details on Spider-Man No Way Home director John Watts' Star Wars series for Disney+. Right now, it's codenamed Grammar Rodeo. That's just the shooting title. It will take place during the period of Reconstruction following the defeat of the Empire in Return of the Jedi. This is the same timeline or time period as Mando and Book of Boba Fett. But it looks like this is going to go for a younger audience. It's described as a galactic version of the classic Amblin coming-of-age adventure movies of the 80s. So your E.T., your Goonies, stuff like that. Casting is currently underway. They're looking for four kids between the ages of 11 and 12. Star Wars meets Stranger Things. It could be good. Well, they're not on Vespas.
Oh, you didn't like the mods?
Come the Power on, Rangers?
Man. Everybody's like, they're Power Rangers. I'm like,
the knockoff Power Rangers? Yeah. The
Jesus
mods, yeah.
Christ. If you're English, you know what they are.
Yeah.
If the rest of the world's like, oh, they're fucking Power Rangers.
Flash Morgan Webster's, yeah.
Bunch of goddamn what's the word I'm looking for here?
Plebeians.
Yes,
plebeians.
That's what I'm looking for, fuckers. Yes.
Word of Day calendar helps.
Oh, my God.
ABC has ordered a new Jeopardy primetime spinoff. We're getting Celebrity Jeopardy, kids. This will be airing on Sundays alongside Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. It looks like Maya Bialik is hosting, but they have not confirmed that. So,
what is pedophilia?
Everybody in Hollywood buzzes is in immediately. Yeah.
What is Judaism?
That's why we don't work Saturdays. Oi! Yeah.
Oi.
Who is Dan Schneider?
All the final Jeopardy. Who is Dan Schneider? You just draw a picture of a foot.
Yeah. Oh.
Nick.
See,
yeah.
It's not funny.
It's not really because he was a groomer. So.
Oh, yeah. They shut that studio down.
Yep. According to it, this kind of slipped out. Disney Plus's UK site accidentally let it slip that She-Hulk looks like it's going to premiere August 17th. Do you see the trailer for this?
Oh, yeah, it looks like a dumpster fire.
It's not looking good. The CG, everybody was complaining about that. The CG's not finished.
Everybody's bitching about the CG, but not like
the content.
Yeah.
Remember a show called Ally McBeal? I got a feeling that's what this is going to be.
Oh.
With a new case of superhero nonsense courtroom every week, and she's trying to find the love of her life, and I'm like, oh. But hey, Frogman's in it, so big ups. So I was happy to see Frogman. So. And then we got the first image of HBO Max's Mindy Kaling-led Scooby-Doo spinoff, Velma. One, everybody was, or she thinks everybody was complaining that, well, Velma is, what'd she say, South Asian, which means she's like Filipino, Indonesian, because she's very dark skin.
She is?
Yeah, apparently. And this she is, but the fact that it's, okay, they're saying it's geared towards adults, but your teaser picture is, there's a decapitated, or the head taken off of a body in a girl's shower locker room, and there's a naked girl with soap bubbles strategically placed, and I'm like, you're saying this is geared toward adults, but you know kids are going to watch this.
Really?
Eh, if their parents are retarded, but
no, yeah. I mean, you got to send me the picture. I don't believe it.
Oh.
I'll look for it.
Yeah, look for it. As...
That's it. That's, why would you, why?
Yeah, that's, yeah, look that up and tell me what you think of that, because it's, how about some good TV news?
What channel is that Scooby-Doo thing going to be on?
HBO Max.
Oh, that sounds like a Netflix thing.
Yeah, it really does. Adult Swim? Bringing back Eric Andre for season 6. That's the best news of the week.
Now bring back fucking Mike Tyson mysteries.
Yeah, well, sadly we can't because of pigeon.
You can.
Yeah, you can. There's ways to do it, but
do it.
They also, the Adult Swim also announced they have greenlit Rick and Morty the anime. So you're going to get Rick and Morty anime style. Because apparently that cash cow has not been milked completely dry yet.
I'm tired of Rick and Morty regular style.
Yeah. But, let's see. Alan Ritchson, on Wednesday kind of dropped a clue about Reacher Season 2 for, this is Amazon Prime. Looks like it will follow the Jack Reacher book, Bad Luck and Trouble. If you haven't seen Reacher Season 1, fantastic. It's really good. I mean, find ways to watch it online. Don't give Amazon any money, but find ways to watch it because Reacher was really good. So
I'm giving them money.
I know you are. Disney is continuing its business dealings with The Rock. Because of the XFL. And The Rock owns the XFL. Disney has signed, the pack will put XFL games on ESPN, FX, and ABC and give Disney more football to offer fans. It's a multi-year deal. We have entered into an exclusive multi-year deal with our partners at Disney to produce and distribute all of our games, The Rock told at Disney's upfronts on Tuesday. Games are expected to start 2023. The deal goes through 2027. Under the deal, each season, 40 regular season games, 2 playoffs, and 1 championship will be featured on a combination of ABC, ESPN, and FX. So, Rock got it done. 40 games a year. Holy shit.
So when is Disney buying WWE?
Soon.
Telling you, it's happening.
This is my guess. I have no proof of anything. After WrestleMania next year, that's my guess. I have no thing to base that on, but Fox, that during their upfronts, they have renewed Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, The Great North, 911 Lone Star, Call Me Cat, The Cleaning Lady, Housebroken, Welcome to Flatch, and for some reason, they have renewed The Simpsons for season 34.
Why? God damn it. Just get rid of the goddamn Simpsons already.
Let it die. It died years ago. Just
It did. No, it did.
It did. It did. What's this? CW canceled Riverdale. The Archie Comics series will end with its 7th season, which will debut this upcoming mid-season. So that's it for that. That show also died once Jungle Boy's dad died. So
who?
Disney Plus. We're getting another Daredevil series. It looks like Charlie Cox will be back. The team behind the shows like Covert Affairs, The Brave, and Containment are going to write the show. It's being reported that the show will just take up right where the Netflix series ended, but we have no idea yet, so there you go. But we are getting a Daredevil series.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live is losing a lot of people. Kate McKinnon, Andy Bryant, Kate Mooney, and Pete Davidson all leaving the show after this year. So, talk about a show that died 30 years ago.
Yeah, that ain't no shit.
Holy Christ.
I mean, in the 90s, they were funny.
Yeah.
It's like the 70s and then the 90s.
Well,
nobody talks about the Joe Piscopo years, right?
See, that's what's sad, because Piscopo's the man. But, yeah, that's, boy, once you got through the classic, which was Sandler, Spade, Farley,
yeah,
Hartman.
The 90s.
And then it just kind of, and some of the Will Ferrell years, but then it's like, woof, cliff. There you go. Thelma and Louise, that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. People wanted to watch a show and laugh, not be preached to.
Bitch, you crazy.
I know it. Amazon announced, oh, fucking hell in Christ. We're getting live action She-Ra. Boy, and the crowd goes silent. All right. Nicole Castle is going to direct. She's done shows like The Americans, Castle Rock, The Leftovers, and Watchmen. DreamWorks Animation, which did the Netflix animated She-Ra, will executive produce. It's being explained that this live-action version, though, will be a new standalone story not connected to the animated show. So, just keep Kevin Smith away. It's, you know, kind of where I'm at with it, you know?
Yeah, it's all its girl power bullshit. Bring He-Man back. The real He-Man.
If I want to watch Xena, I'm going to just watch Lucy Lawless.
Right.
I don't need you to try to dress it up as, hey, look, it's She-Ra. Nope. Gotcha. Yeah. Last thing for TV news this week. Boy, this story hit out of left field. Austin St. John, the OG Red Ranger, had his house raided by the feds. Now he's under arrest in a massive federal case. One of the neighbors said approximately 15 FBI agents in tactical gear rolled up to his home on Thursday in Texas, brandishing what looked like AR-15s. Because, you know, cops can have them, but you can't. They entered the home, and when they came out, they had him in handcuffs. Turns out there's a massive federal indictment involving 18 people who have now been charged with fraud. Indictment alleges St. John was part of a scheme to defraud the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program. That's the COVID funds. He allegedly got 16 loans totaling $3.5 million, which he used for personal purchases and not for the intended purpose. Even if it was for the intended purpose, though, the feds claim that it was obtained fraudulently. According to him, he had no part of this. His business manager, who handled all of his business transactions, was the one that did anything illegal. And
oh,
was illegal, he had no knowledge. So
he should have moved that money through Ukraine.
That's right. Just send foreign aid. Wink. Yeah,
Jesus, what, you fucking stupid?
Just
it's amateur hour?
Just do it the Pelosi way. You know, insider trading and money laundering.
Yeah.
And alcohol.
Yeah.
And bad plastic surgery. Just become Zordon. Just become Zordon. That's
I need teenagers with attitude.
Yeah, we should have known right then that something was up. The fuck, is Zordon Catholic?
Are they 13? Wonderful.
Aye, aye, aye.
Roboto, I apologize immensely. We love you. All right, let's go to movie news. Thanks to Handsome Dan for sending this one this morning. A nine-person jury on Friday found Hollywood architect and member of the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, Jeffrey Cooper, guilty of 3 counts of child molestation. Another one.
No.
Yep.
Hollywood. I know.
You're surprised as I am. You That's remember, nice. Vince, it was a couple weeks ago, we just offhandedly mentioned the Fall Guy.
Yeah.
We're getting a movie.
Oh, fuck. Why?
I don't know. It looks like Ryan Gosling is going to take the Lee Majors role. For those who don't know, 80s TV series, The Fall Guy, ran from 81 to 86. Lee Majors played a Hollywood stuntman to make ends meet. He was also a side hustle as a bounty hunter, so... I just find it weird. We make an offhand comment like 2 or 3 weeks ago or 2 or 3 shows ago, and now the story comes out that, oh, yeah, we're making a movie of it. Just weird.
Yeah, like somebody in Hollywood's listening to our fucking show every fucking week.
Yeah. Well, according to the downloads, they might be. So, both of you. Johnny Depp is no longer Captain Jack Sparrow. We know this. Jerry Bruckheimer confirmed that they are developing a script for a Pirates of the Caribbean movie that will star Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie, your new lead. Harley in a boat.
Why do?
Money. I mean, that's the answer. Let's see. What's the next thing here? Disney's 20th Century Studios, this used to be Fox, by the way, is giving us a new, a rebooting League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. And this will be a Hulu original movie. So, Alan Moore gets more residuals, I guess.
But
he'll hate it.
I like the one with Sean Connery in it, though.
Yeah, I did too.
That's a good one. Who are they going to get now? Harrison Ford?
Well, you know, I don't hate that.
Oh, he's too fucking old.
That's the point of Alan Quartermain, but yeah. Let's see, last thing for movie news. HBO Max has scrapped the DC adaptation Wonder Twins movie that is no longer moving forward. So, there you go. Comic book news this week. IDW has announced a new Transformers Shattered Glass sequel. This will be Shattered Glass 2, 5-issue miniseries following the events of 2021's Shattered Glass, which was fantastic. Probably my best, my other than Blue and Gold, which fuck you DC and your distribution. And Shattered Glass was fantastic. Probably my favorite book. This is the Upside Down universe, which Optimus is the bad guy, Megatron's the good guy. Ultra Magnus is the shadow power broker behind the scenes type of thing. Really good. So we're going to get at least a 5-issue miniseries since IDW is losing the license and all that. So, yeah. The only other thing for comic book news this week, Eisner Award nominations came out. This is the Oscars for comic books. Let's see here, Vince. Best continuing series, Bitterroot, Department of Truth, Nightwing, Something is Killing the Children, and Immortal Hulk. Best new series, Human Target, Nice House on the Lake, Not All Robots, Radiant Black, Ultra Mega. I've never read any of those. Boy, I'm scrolling here because there's a lot of this is stuff that nobody reads. Almost everything is like small indie press stuff. Wow. Yeah, I'm trying to find something. Best writer, here you go. Ed Brubaker, Kelly Sue DeConnick. Yeah, of course she got nominated. Felipe Melo, Ram V, and James Tynion the Fourth. At least I know a couple of those. Your best writer slash artist, Allison Bechtel. Junji Ito, that's your Viz Media nomination. Daniel Warren Johnson, Will McPhail, and Barry Windsor Smith. But yeah, it's that's pretty much all, because everything else is just like, here's your best web comic and digital comic and stuff I don't care about. So your recommendations for books that came out this week. The place I normally look for books that came out this week, that website is down.
That's what you get.
Yeah, but I did see that King Spawn issue 10 and Transformers issue 43 came out this week. So that's all I can recommend this week, because that's all I could find.
Not good. All
right, let's move on to wrestling news this week. Former WWE wrestler and UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez was denied bail on Monday again. This goes for his trying to shoot the person that molested his son or daughter. Judge said Velasquez's reckless disregard for human life, extreme recklessness is why the judge denied bail. Of course, yes, she did.
Recklessness. Oh, it was a woman?
Yeah. Fucking hashtag free Kane, by the way. And give him a fucking medal. Okay, let's get into the Sasha Banks and Naomi thing. Vince has no idea about this.
I have no clue. Nor do I care. I love you. You know that.
I know.
I just don't care.
Sasha and Naomi on Monday walked out of WWE during Monday Night Raw. WWE did release a statement. There was supposed to be six-pack challenge, main event, winner fights Bianca at Hell in a Cell. That got changed to Asuka versus Bucky. Asuka won. But apparently the plan was originally Naomi was supposed to win and she was supposed to pin Sasha. Naomi and Sasha are the tag champs, by the way. And then Sasha was supposed to go on and fight Ronda. So the tag champs helped put over the singles champs. They didn't like it. They went, had a meeting with Vince, and then they wanted to set up, from reports, they wanted to set up a tag title match with Nikki and Doudrop. And Vince hates tag team wrestling and said, no, this is what you're doing. They're like, well, you promised us all this shit when you gave us the tag belts and you haven't delivered anything. And your producers are yelling at us, so we're leaving. WWE did release a statement saying when Sasha Banks and Naomi arrived at the arena this afternoon, they were informed of their participation in the main event of Monday Night Raw. During the broadcast, they walked into WWE head of talent relations John Laurinaitis' office with their suitcases in hand, placed their tag team championship belts on his desk, and walked out. They claimed they weren't respected enough as tag team champions, and even though they had 8 hours to rehearse and construct their match, they claimed they were uncomfortable in the ring with two of their opponents, even though they had had matches with those individuals in the past with no consequence. That statement right there, the uncomfortable, has been completely debunked by everybody except WWE. Raw is a scripted live TV show whose characters are expected to perform the requirements of their contract. We regret we were unable to deliver as advertised tonight's main event. That was the statement they put out Monday. They came out Friday on SmackDown, and boy, fucking Boomstick McAfee there was looked like a deer in the headlights going, I ain't in this shit. As Cole read a statement saying that Naomi and Sasha let down millions of fans, basically burying them. They've been suspended indefinitely and all that. Apparently all their merch and their Facebook, their official WWE Facebook pages have been taken down. You cannot buy Sasha Banks or Naomi merch. Yeah, so I don't know. But
yeah, but were they right?
I can see Sasha's point because she was promised all this stuff because WrestleMania, it was supposed to be her versus Charlotte. And then Ronda decided she wants to come back and Sasha got taken out of that. And Vince is like, here, you can have the tag belts. Here's your, we're going to do something with the tag division and you and Naomi. And then they won the belts and then nothing. So creatively, they were lied to. I get that, but I get the point that, hey, you're under contract. You got to do what, you know, show up and do your job. But this ain't the first person that's walked out on Vince. Fucking Austin did it. He was gone almost a whole year. They buried him on TV. He came back. He was never the same. They've already buried, or Friday was, they buried Sasha and Naomi. Fucking John Nord did it back in the 80s. Nails did it. Well, Nails tried to kill Vince McMahon. So, good on Nails. I mean, you know.
This is why nobody watches this shit.
It's, yeah, it's so bad now. It's just so bad, but... All right, let's move on here. Jim Ross is remaining with AEW. He announced he has signed an extension with the company. He wants to make it to 50 years in the business, and apparently he needs 2 more years. So there you go for that. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat has announced he will not participate in Ric Flair's final match. It's supposed to take place, I think, next month in Nashville. During StarCast, Survivor, or SummerSlam weekend. It's supposed to be Flair and FTR versus the Rock and Roll Express, and it was supposed to be Ricky the Dragon, but Dragon has pulled out, so don't know who the other opponent will be as of now.
Sasha Banks.
It should be Sasha. That's exactly. Al Snow's Ohio Valley Wrestling has apparently landed a deal for a reality-based show to air on a major streaming platform. Early reports said it was either Netflix, Hulu, or Peacock. Other reports have come out since saying that it will, in fact, be Netflix. That's a big, big deal for OVW, based out of Louisville area, based in Jeffersonville. So, yeah, that's a big, big money get, so... Good for them.
Yeah, no shit.
Stephanie McMahon announced, quote, as of tomorrow, this was earlier this week, I'm taking a leave of absence from the majority of my responsibilities at WWE. WWE is a lifelong legacy for me, and I look forward to returning to the company that I love after taking this time to focus on my family. Of course, with Triple H's damn near dying last year or this year, he's finally back apparently at the office full time, but I'm sure she was kind of frazzled with everything going on, and she's just apparently taking some time off. There's reports that Nick Khan is going to be, of course, taking over her responsibilities.
But he's got hot dogs.
Yeah, you would think he'd be busy with the hot dog money, but
yeah.
Wrong Khan. But yeah, so Stephanie is taking a break. So it's not like she needs the money.
No, it's not like she's got all the money in the fucking world.
You know, I just got to thinking. Nick Khan takes over, right? And Nick Khan gets hired. Triple H mysteriously gets sick. So he's out. NXT changes. Stephanie decides, oh, I need to take some time off. Khan takes her role. Vince better be looking over his damn shoulder as the Khan quest will continue. So,
dude, I'm telling you.
And Disney. Yep. That's exactly what I'm seeing. Last thing for wrestling news. Everybody's been wondering, where has former AEW TNT champion Miro been? Why hasn't he been on TV? He's healthy. He's been cleared after an injury. Well, he got an acting job. That's why he's not on TV. He will be starring in a new CBS show called East New York. So Miro's on TV, which is awesome. So... good on him. That's awesome. That's real good news. It's weird that I saw him at a Whole Foods one time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Why were you in a Whole Foods?
The person I was with wanted to stop because they'd never been in one.
Yeah.
And we go in there and I'm like, that looks like son of a bitch. Yeah. I didn't say anything to him. It was just like, oh. Okay, it's Rusev. Gotcha. Nashville's a weird place because you see wrestlers just out. Like, you wouldn't think that wrestler's there unless it's like Jeff Jarrett. But,
I can't believe you were in a Whole Foods.
I know. Surprising.
I've seen you.
I can't eat any of this shit. There's nothing artificial. $17 for coffee. This is before Biden inflation. Holy Christ.
Yeah, word.
But that's it for wrestling news this week. Let's go to video games. Vince, you got anything this week?
The scrapped ugly Sonic movie design makes a cameo in the Chippendales Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, I didn't mention that because apparently something's going around about that movie.
It looks bad.
No, it's the storyline. All right, spoiler for the Chippendale movie real quick.
Oh, man.
Your bad guy of the Chippendale movie is a grown-up Peter Pan.
Yeah, I saw that.
Who says he got fired because he got bad acne. The reason this is kind of taking a bad turn is because the child that was the voice of Peter Pan in the OG movie was fired from Disney because of his acne. And then he went on to get into substance abuse after he got fired and died, and he's buried in a pauper's grave in New York.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, really?
They're making fun of him.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy fuck, Disney. Yeah. God damn it. Boy, if you're not fucking kids, you're killing them.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so that's the thing going around about the Chippendale movie is that, wow, you're really just mocking a guy that you basically drove to substance and killed him. Holy Christ. Yeah, not a good look.
No, not at all. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's dark. That's dark for us.
That's
throwing Coke bottles off the end of the earth dark.
Jesus fuck, man. I didn't know that. God.
Yeah, just bad.
Wow, that just paused the fucking show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
God, fuck. Okay, the next bit of news. You can no longer use credit cards to add 3DS and Wii U eShop funds on Monday.
Tomorrow.
Really? Yeah, they're killing it, basically.
Hmm.
So you're just going to have to download ROMs from somewhere else. I mean, wait, what? Allegedly?
Allegedly, yeah.
Obi-Wan Kenobi will be a playable character in Fortnite next week, tomorrow.
Of course.
It's Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
It would have been awesome if it was Alec Guinness.
Uh-huh.
I'd buy that in a fucking minute.
Yeah. So now you can have Obi-Wan fight The Rock with giant guns, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't think The Rock is in. Is The Rock in it?
Rock's in Fortnite. Wasn't he like the main character, like the world flipped upside down or some shit?
Yeah, but I don't think he's a playable character. Is he a playable character?
Fuck, I don't know. Last video game I played was fucking Injustice, the original Injustice game for PS3. On a console. So, yeah, I'm a little behind the eight ball here.
That's, yeah. Apparently the new Halo TV show sucks.
I've heard that it's not good.
There's a new DC multiverse free-to-play game coming out in July.
Okay, I saw the trailer for this, and it looks funny.
It looks funny. I don't know how well it's going to work, but Finn and Jake are in it, so...
Finn and Jake's in it, Super Saiyan Shaggy...
Yeah, the Iron Giant's in it.
Yeah, I kind of popped for Superman shows up and I need help, and here comes the Iron Giant. I'm like, oh, that I love Iron Giant movie. So yeah,
I know. I think I'll.
It's free to play.
It's free to play.
Those are the games I play are the free to play mobile games like Marvel Strike Force, DC Legends.
Yeah,
because I'm cheap and poor.
Well, this is even better. $40 will get you Evil Dead the game.
Really?
It's out now. It's kind of like a Dead by Daylight kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Apparently Van Oss is playing the hell out of it, so if Van Oss is playing it, then it must be great.
Huh.
That's about it, bud.
Really?
That Sonic thing, or the Sonic thing, that fucking Chippendale thing is kind of...
Yeah, the Chippendale thing was...
I don't like that one bit, bud.
That's rough, because, yeah, just mocking a kid that you... Leave It to the Mouse, right? That's
Jesus Christ.
That's not good. Let's just, yeah.
Yeah, why would you? That's God damn.
And you know somebody at Disney had to know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're going through the entire history of Disney and the movie, and you know somebody knew.
Oh, yeah.
And they just, yeah, fuck it. We'll leave it in. It's funny to us.
Yeah, that's hilarious. We killed a kid.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. That's all I got, bud.
All right, let's go to music news this week. And I only had one thing. We've been reporting that all these, air quote, legendary artists are selling off their back catalog, their catalog of all their stuff they've done in their career. The biggest was, of course, Bruce Springsteen and his almost $500 million deal. It looks like that is possibly going to be eclipsed. Pink Floyd.
Oh, fuck.
Is apparently looking to sell their entire catalog. It looks like it's between BMG and Warner Music Group. And apparently right now, estimates are that it will go easily for over $500 million.
God damn, man.
That's... Why? I don't... Never was big on Pink Floyd, but holy Christ. Oh, speaking of music news, happy birthday, Snowy.
So, ah, Uncle Snowy.
It's Uncle Snowy's birthday, so.
30.
Yeah, he's 30. We're all 30. Damn, kids, get off my lawn. Or hold on, I gotta say it Canadian. Hello, kids, continue to play on my lawn.
Eh?
Eh?
You want a beer, eh?
You're 18, right? Yeah.
I found a mouse in my beer, eh?
Hosers and toques. There you go. the McKenzies. All right, let's go to true false stories this week. Congratulations to Elizabeth for getting last week's fake story. You, of course, win nothing. The fake story was the Chinese hair microchip story. So, are you ready, Vince, to tell us which one of these is fake? And, of course, listener, find us on social media or our Facebook group thread and tell us which one of these is the fake story and you will win nothing and like it.
This sounds exciting.
Story number one. Pepsi has teamed up with the Culinary Institute of America to come up with a special Pepsi-branded pepperoni pizza where the pepperoni tastes like Pepsi.
Oh, God.
Story number two. The Portland City Council passed a measure 11-0 that forbids men from Texas from having sex with anyone from Portland in response to Texas passing an anti-abortion law. Story number three. An Arby's night manager in Washington State was charged with possession of child porn, admitted to police that he has pissed in the fast food chain's milkshake mix more than once. So which is the fake story? Pepsi pepperoni? Ew, that sounds terrible. If you're from Texas, you can't have sex with anyone from Portland. Or pissing in the milkshakes at Arby's. As always, find us on social media. Let us know which one of those is the fake story. With that, time for Song of the Week. Plug our friends. All that good stuff. And when we come back, we will fan cast the Marvel Cinematic Universe version of the X-Men.
Mind. This is Oopsie Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart. After nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But, being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shape his musical taste, and The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Horns up, everyone. When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure every Friday to check out Radioactive Metal. Radioactive Metal is one of the longest-running podcasts on the interweb, and every week we bring you a fist full of metal, including interviews with all your favorite artists, discuss all the metal news, and feature the best tunes on the air today. So grab a Lemmy, join your cool Uncle Snowy, and co-host Aaron in the pit. What's up, wrestling fans? You want something awesome? Check out Wrestling Night in Canada here on the Shining Wizards Network. We're three Canadian metalheads uniting for the love of pro wrestling. Every episode we go over all the latest news and special events with the odd unique interview as well. So grab a cold one and check out Wrestling Night in Canada, eh?
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod, and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years. But when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to shiningwizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Whoop.
Good old Jacques the Monkey. Figured monkey might be a theme this week. But what's not a theme here, we're going to fan cast the Marvel Cinematic Universe's version of the X-Men. Here is your character list. Professor X, Cyclops, Jean Grey, Beast, Angel, Iceman, Storm, Colossus, Wolverine, and Magneto. Using characters that have never been in the role before.
It's weird doing a fan cast. We haven't done one of these in a long fucking time.
It's been a long time, yeah. I think we might have a couple crossovers, Vince.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But I don't think many. Maybe one or two. So, all right, let's start us off with the boss here, Professor X.
Bryan Cranston.
I had him for quite a while on my list. It's a good pick. He does bald well. But I went with Mark Strong.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah, even though
either
he is.
Either one.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because I think Cranston's too big. That make any sense, even though he's going to be sitting down? But
yeah, Mark Strong would work too.
Yeah.
Hell, I almost like Mark Strong better.
I think I was watching Kingsman a while back, and Mark Strong, of course, he's in the new Black Adam movie, so he's DC, but.
Sure.
Or a Shazam movie. Cyclops, who you got?
Garrett Hedlund.
I can see that. That's a pretty good pick right there.
I thought he was good in Tron, but I really liked his portrayal of Captain Hook in Pan.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that pick a lot. I went with Jonathan Groff. He's the new Agent Smith in the Matrix movie. Just on look alone is how I casted him. So.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Yeah, just based on look is how.
I see that.
Because, I mean, white bread, Cyclops has always been white bread, so. You know. Jean Grey.
I got Catherine McNamara.
I saw a lot of people want her in that role. A lot of people.
I wish she was taller.
Yeah. I mean, there's ways to shoot around that. I mean, hell, they made Tom Cruise not look like a midget in movies. So, sure. I mean, she can stand on a box, you know. But I went with Holland Roden from Teen Wolf. Holland. Might have to look that one up. Again, this is another one just on looks, because I've never seen the Teen Wolf show.
Holland Roden? Oh. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I think she has the height, because in the comics and even the animated, Jean's damn near 6 foot at times, yeah. Depending on who's drawing it. So
yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. All right, that takes us to Beast.
This is where I cheat, and Beast will be CG.
Okay.
And he will be played by Andy Serkis.
Oh, that, I mean, if you're going to CG something, get the best.
I like the Blue Beast. That's one I grew up with, so.
Yeah. I could see going CG, but I cast Jason Clarke from Zero Dark Thirty as Human Beast before he changes.
Yeah.
So, but I think CG is probably the better way to go, to be honest with you. All right, Angel.
This is where I have Scott Eastwood.
Hmm. I had it between him. Well, I had him for another role, but then I got rid of that due to age. We'll get to that in a minute. And I put Zac Efron.
I don't hate that.
I know he seems to be the one that escaped the Disney curse. Man, him, the way he acted in the Ted Bundy thing shows that he's got some chops, and Angel is a complex character, to say the least, especially if you go Archangel storyline.
Right.
So.
Look, give Scott a chance.
Yeah.
But I like Zach, too.
Yeah. Iceman.
George McKay.
Hmm.
He was the lead in 1917.
Yes. That's a really good... I like that pick a lot. I like it better than mine.
Who'd you have?
I have Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things.
I don't mind that. You went newer, younger.
Kind of, yeah. Because I figured they're probably going to introduce some young...
Just well, he was the youngest one on the team, though, wasn't he? Or they've turned him young, I think.
They turned him young.
Yeah.
So I think he was about the same age. They were all roughly the same age.
I tried Beast. To go same age.
Yeah, Beast was older.
Right.
If you're talking the original lineup. But yeah, I don't hate my pick, but I like yours better. So, yeah. All right. Storm.
Amon. I'm joking.
No, you're not.
It would be great.
It would be. That would be, yeah.
But I went Kerry Washington.
I don't hate that.
I don't.
I had it down between Danny Garina, Michonne from Walking Dead. I know she's in a Marvel movie. I think she's a Koye or something like that. But I ended up going with Ash Santos. She's from American Horror Story.
I like that.
It's a weird role to cast, you know?
Yeah.
Because which version of Storm do you go with? Do you go with her origin story, which was she was a thief, you know, like a street rat, Aladdin-type character?
Right.
Or do you go with she grows up to fucking marry Black Panther and become a queen-type nonsense?
Amon. So,
Amon, yeah.
God damn it.
Should have just been Amon.
I'm looking at her right now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture of her right now, and I tell you what, black don't crack. That David woman Bowie was born. She was born in 1955.
Yeah. I think if we learned anything from this, Vince has a thing for Amon. So
I do. I'm telling you, like I said, black don't crack, and she would be a great Storm.
Yes, I can't deny that. Accent, everything. That's perfect. Yeah,
that's her.
Probably who it was based on. Well, no, Storm came out before she was born, I think. Or no, right after. Who you got for Colossus?
Okay, I had to dig deep here. I went Russian.
I tried to go Russian, but I couldn't.
I went with a Russian bodybuilder. He's 23 years old, Vitaly Ugolinnikov.
Okay, you're going to have to send me that spelling so I can look that up.
Okay, that's who I went with. That guy.
Trying to find a giant Russian actor is difficult. So if you are a giant Russian listening to us, fucking, you could get roles. So I'm just saying. Because you are fucking not easily found in Hollywood, apparently.
Well, no, they've got a fucking ban on Russians at this point.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Just say you're Ukrainian and you'll launder their money. I know a banker. Yeah. I went with a less known actor, Adam Nemet, N-E-M-E-T, Vince. He was in the Rock's Hercules movie. I was just trying. This is another one just trying to go for looks and size. I mean, shit, Colossus is a fucking huge thing. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one, that might have been my hardest one to cast, really.
I went Russian bodybuilder.
Yeah, I think you win. So
I tried to get it as
accurate.
Yes.
Yeah.
And politics be damned. All right.
That's right. All right, Wolverine.
This was difficult.
It was.
I went Scott Kahn.
Ooh. I like that pick.
He's little. He's bulky.
Yeah.
I think he could pull it off.
Yeah, I think he could.
I don't
hate that pick.
I know, but God damn it.
What's his name?
Fucking Hugh Jackman was the best one. I mean, unless you went with Glenn Danzig, of course.
Yeah, Danzig would have been hilarious. Wow. I went with the one everybody thinks would be good, Tom Hardy. I know he's Venom, but he's not Venom in the MCU, by the way. But that's another size. It's got to be short and bulky.
That's it.
If Danny DeVito had another 6 inches of height, I'd have cast him.
Danny DeVito was just a little muscle fucker.
Yes.
Holy fuck.
But yeah,
that's
I went Tom Hardy just because that's the. That, yeah. Plus, you know, he's going to be your upfront guy for publicity and interviews, and Hardy has the experience, so. All right, every team needs to go up against a bad guy. Who's your Magneto?
I picked the guy in the tribe, Daniel Craig.
Wow. I don't hate that pick. That's an interesting pick.
I don't know who else to do it.
I went with Christoph Waltz.
Oh, fuck. That's good, too.
Because, I'll preface this, I was going to go with Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh, that's good, too.
But
God
in my
damn
fan
it.
Casting head, he's Doom.
Who, Mads Mikkelsen?
Yes. He's my Dr. Doom.
Oh,
so
shit,
I was like, I can't
Dr.
have
Doom.
Him as Magneto if he's going to be my Doom. So I needed German. Because technically he was German.
Right.
And Jewish. Christoph Waltz is about the best German I could find that
well,
hits
I got
that
the
age.
Jew. You got the German.
Yeah. That hits that. This one was more of an age pick. So.
They've lost the fan cast on this since the 90s. If you could find the Wizard magazine with the fucking fan cast of X-Men.
Yes.
It was the perfect It was the perfect one.
For that time, it was absolutely perfect.
I think it was like Michael Biehn, a Cyclops.
Yeah.
Like, it was just... Hold on.
Dead on.
Wizard magazine.
Yeah, Ben's going to look it up because that was dead on. I'll get to some listener picks here of who they would have cast. Roboto starts us off here. His Professor X, Arnold Volslow, guy that played the mummy in the Brendan Fraser movies. That's a really good pick, by the way.
Yeah.
I like that. Cyclops, Toby Stevens. He was in Netflix's Lost in Space, and he's a Bond villain. He's got Keira Knightley as Jean Grey. For his Beast, he has it voiced by John Goodman from the 90s, body of CG. His Angel pick, this might be my favorite pick. David Mazouz. This is the kid that played Bruce in Gotham.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic. He has Casper Van Dien as Iceman, Starship Trooper Age. Storm, Naomi Harris, that's Moneypenny from Skyfall. He has John Cena as Colossus. Again, that's just a hard cast there. Ralph Fiennes as his Magneto.
That's good, too.
That is good. He has Javier Bardem as Wolverine.
But what the fuck does Ralph Fiennes... I mean, what role can you give him that he doesn't...
Yeah, he's here. We want you to fucking be a serial killer clown.
Unless it's Dungeons and Dragons, and you know. Sorry, that still makes me sad.
I know. Let's see. Chris did a bunch of different X-Men castings here. He is X-Men Night of the Sentinels. This would be if it was filmed in 87. Ben Kingsley as Professor X. Bruce Boxleitner as Cyclops. Julianne Moore as Jean Grey. Beast would be a large performance artist acrobat in a suit with an animatronic head with the voice of Leonard Nimoy.
That's awesome.
Patrick Swayze as Angel.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Corey Haim as Iceman. Tina Turner as Storm. Mark it down. That's perfect. The Lundgren as Colossus.
Sure.
Yep, that's, yeah. Defoe as Nightcrawler. Mel Gibson as Wolverine, Van Damme as Gambit, Linda Hamilton as Rogue, Alyssa Milano as Jubilee, and Rutger Hauer as Magneto. Rutger Hauer in 87, that would work. And he has David Warner as the voice of the Sentinels. He was the voice of the Master Control Program in Tron.
Yeah, he was the ultimate evil in Time Bandits.
Yeah. Then he also did the Muir Island Saga. This would be filmed in 97. Terry O'Quinn as Professor X. Christopher Lee is the voice of the Shadow King. Jean Reno as Amal Farouk. Bob Hoskins as Wolverine. If you look at his older stuff, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser as Colossus.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does good work in metal suits. Look at Doom Patrol. Natasha Henstridge as Polaris. Michelle Pfeiffer as the White Queen. Jennifer Love Hewitt as Shadow Cat. Just give her more work, just for two big reasons. Nikki Cox as Rogue. Boy, talk about somebody that fell off. Ooh, plastic surgery bad. Angela Bassett as Storm. I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Hurley as Mystique. Brad Pitt, Cyclops. Amy Yazbeck, Jean Grey. Catherine Zeta-Jones as Psylocke. Matthew Lillard as Legion.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty comic accurate right there, to be honest with you. Especially 97, yeah. Then he cast Days of Future Past. This is filmed in two different time periods, 81 and 2013. In the 81 production, Christopher Reeve as Cyclops, Schwarzenegger as Colossus, and Linda Carter as Jean Grey. I like that. The 2013 production, Michael J. White as Bishop, Rosamund Pike as Magic. But in both, you got Daphne Zunga as Kitty Pryde, Michael Caine as Professor X.
Oh, that's good, too. God yeah. Damn it.
Christopher Walken as Magneto. The metal. I can do things with the metal. And Clint Eastwood as Wolverine. Tony comes in and says, please let Shawn Michaels be Cyclops. I'm not going to lie. I popped for that joke because of his wonky-ass Hacksaw Jim Duggan-looking eye. Chris then did Inhumans versus X-Men, filmed in 2016. Joe Manganiello is Black Bolt. Christina Hendricks, for two big reasons, is Medusa. He has Wigger Flute Bandersnatch. I love that we just riff on his name. That's hilarious. As Karnak, Jason Momoa is Gorgon. Chloe Grace Moretz is Crystal. Alexandria Daddario is Iso. Robert Pattinson is Inferno. Zidania as Moon Girl. Ezra Miller as Uhura Boltagon, and his X-Men, Sean Bean as Magneto.
That's good, too.
Clancy Brown is the voice of the Beast. Just, okay, if that would happen, I would have to somehow work in an Are You Ready, Kids?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Emma Roberts, White Queen. Michonne from Walking Dead as Storm. Ryan Gosling as Angel. I like that.
Yeah, that's good, too.
That's good. Deborah Ann Woll is Jean Grey. That's the casting right there. She's phenomenal. That's all I'm going to say. Keanu is Forge. Charlie Cox is Havoc. Tom Holland as Young Cyclops. Scott Eastwood as Wolverine. And Clint Eastwood, Old Man Logan.
Oh, holy shit. Could you imagine that?
And then you could actually... Because, you know, comic books, you can do time travel-y nonsense where you meet your older self or younger self and you could have them face-to-face.
As the same person in the same movie?
Boy, that would be... That's a mind trip. Yeah. Fuck, I like that idea a lot.
Don't steal our shit, Hollywood, you fuckers.
Yeah, no shit. Can you just imagine Scott Eastwood looking at Clint going... Damn, I look bad when I get old. Just, you know, you got to work some joke in there. Thank you, everybody, for your picks. Those are some really, really good ones in there.
Okay, hold on. You want me to do the wizard?
Yes, what was the wizard one?
January 1995. Patrick Stewart as Professor X.
Well, that seemed to work out okay.
Bishop, Michael Dorn.
Yeah.
The Lundgren as... Colossus.
Yeah.
Michael Bean as Cyclops.
Yep.
Amon as Storm.
Yep.
Jean-Claude Van Damme as Gambit.
I don't hate that.
That's not bad. Nicole Kidman as Jean Grey.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's Nicole Kidman. God damn it. Tia Carrera as Psylocke.
Yeah, the time period, that fits perfect.
Clint Eastwood as Cable.
Ooh. Okay.
Magneto is Rutger Hauer.
Yeah.
And then Clancy Brown as Sabretooth.
Yeah.
Because he'd have the, you know, the bigness to him.
He had the body, yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Dun, 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 dun,
the
dun,
White
dun,
Queen.
Oh.
Rebecca De Mornay.
There you go. That's... I'm pretty sure 1995 was the peak of human society.
Vader would be Juggernaut.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, Big Van Vader.
Let's see, Glenn Danzig as Wolverine.
Yep.
There it is.
Make that movie. Humanity peaked in 1995.
Yep. Super Unknown was out. Fuck yeah.
Then we started downhill.
Yep. 5 years later, the fucking world fell apart.
2016, they killed Harambe, and then fucking Cliff Jumper. Boy, just...
Yeah, Harambe is dead, and the ghost of his ghost is coming back and infecting everyone.
God damn it. Yes.
Dicks out, boys.
All right, let's get to some listener questions. Ronnie came in with the first question. Thoughts on the fact that they're remaking Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Oh, God, why?
With Will Smith and Kevin Don't Call Me Short Hart. I tried to look this up, and I don't know if this has been canceled due to the Will Smith smacking a bitch thing. But don't remake this.
How can you... clearly, the other one was too white.
Yeah, too white, too Canadian.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
They don't have very many fried chicken joints in Canada either, do they? It was there. I took it. I don't care. Fuck you.
Tim Hortons sell chicken?
Waffle
I don't know
fries?
If they do. Waffle.
Do they make those?
Next question comes in from Chris. Rewatching Hudson Hawk on Pluto TV. First time I've seen it in about 20 years, at least the 50th time I've seen it overall, and just one of those movies I put on in the background while doing other things, or women in high school, etc. How did I forget how fucking awesome this movie was, how funny Bruce Willis could be, the one and only David Caruso, the one and only time David Caruso was funny, and the one and only time Andy McDowell was watchable, the paintings, the sculptures... Things that aren't really paintings or sculptures. So just so I'm clear, we're losing global treasure Bruce Willis. He's seriously and terminally ill. But Joe Biden's fine, right? He'll be around at least another 100 fucking centuries. Fuck my freedom for a lousy job. Yeah. Yeah.
Life
is not
Hudson
fucking
Hawk.
Fair.
I loved Hudson Hawk. Everybody hated that movie. They're like, this is an awful movie. I was like, this is hilarious.
It's
just
a caper movie.
Yeah, it's just a caper film. It's brainless. You just watch it and you laugh.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to preach. You're not supposed to get some deep meaning.
Yeah.
Fucking Danny Aiello's in it. That's all you need.
Yeah, it's just a brainless fucking caper flick, man.
Yeah. But yeah, Biden's fine. Wink. What did Elon Musk say? Biden's not president. Whoever runs the teleprompter's president? Yeah. Pretty much sums it up right there. Chris's next thing here. Can we just respond to all this talk of rebranded shingles, aka monkeypox, the way lefties respond to tax cuts and sound foreign policy when the mean tweeter was in charge? As soon as anybody brings it up, put up a double finger salute and start autistically shrieking and refusing to even listen. I mean, they made the rules on what counts as rational discourse now, not us, right?
But then you've got the proper motherfuckers who are like, I don't want to sink to their level.
Yeah. The Constitution's not going to protect people when they start shooting. Hey, that's unconstitutional. Bang.
Yeah, that's against the law. Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
So, that's, yeah.
Vince.
Justin.
Are you ready for chapter 3?
Yes.
Chris has sent in chapter 3. I don't know what he's calling this, but for right now it is the... Legend of Corn Pop. Deep inhale. Because, goddamn, he writes a lot. All right. So I was cruising down the loneliest stretch of Route 8 south in the thundering heart of a dark and stormy night just past Dover, Ohio, with my neighbor, Miss Kentaji Brown Jackson. No lights other than the broken strip of road reflectors and the occasional flash of lightning overhead as rain pattered a frenzied assault against the windshield of the Sunder truck. She's a custom job, starting with a later model Ford F-450 diesel with some custom prepper-style upgrades, including building the expansive bed into a cozy little living space listening post mobile podcast studio, accessible directly from the back of the extended cab. On the sound system, the gently desperate refrains of Queenstrike's Operation Mindcrime played softly. Beside me in the passenger seat, Kentaji studied a glowing tablet, thumbing through pictures. "So," I said after a while, "what do you notice about every tattoo? I mean, literally every last one." She raised an eyebrow. "They've all got only 5 or 6 digits long," she said almost in a gasp. "Exactly," I said, putting a kind, steadying hand on her trembling shoulder. "Next, we're going to talk about when the ballpoint pen was invented versus the telltale penmanship of Anne Frank." Suddenly a loud rattle and crackling sound interrupted me. It was as if a belt had snapped under the hood. "What the hell?" we both said in unison. "Did you go off the road?" she said, grabbing her seatbelt. "No," I said. "I don't know what's..." We both blinked and looked back and forth from the windshield to the side windows. Intermixed with the pouring rain was a spinach-like mess of some kind of plant matter splattering across the glass, obstructing our visibility to the road. We could hear it slapping across the entire front surface of the truck, clogging through the grill, and even spraying outward in the twin fans of a side mirror. It's like we suddenly hit a 10-foot-tall field of kudus growing out of the middle of the highway. I hit the brakes. After what seemed like a full minute of hydroplaning, that was fun in retrospect, though terrifying in the moment, we stopped. But the assault of vegetation didn't. It only took a few moments to realize that when the rain was falling straight down all around us, the slimy green mess was flying in horizontally, almost directly toward us from further down the road. "Chris," she said, grabbing my arms, her eyes wide, taking all in. What the fuck?" I could hear the pulse in her voice rising towards panic. I chanced to peek around the veil and confirmed what I already knew. Somebody was playing by a different set of rules. "Stay here," I said, keeping my tone low and calm. "Fuck that shit," she exclaimed. "The fuck you gonna think you're going?" "I'm gonna see what it wants," I said. "Stay here." "It," she said. "The fuck you talk about?" She grabbed harder at my wrist. "Or he, or she," I said. "I don't know yet, but see, the thing is, I'll need to bring my arm out with me to find out." "If you leave it in the truck, you better give me a piece," she said. "You're into light meat?" I asked, continuing my confusion, genuine confusion in my voice. "Not yo dick," she spat. "Give me a gun, Whitey." "I don't have any," I said. "The fuck you don't," she growled through gritted teeth. "What about them fucking giant ass turrets and yo creepy ass bunker?" "Oh," I said, chuckling. "Yeah, those." I opened the door just as she released my arm, confused by my smile. "Those are just movie props. They're not even loaded." Her mouth hung agape while her eyes aligned themselves into something furious and demonic. She began to say something in some variant of inner city jive that doesn't translate when I shut the door. Holding my left arm, I arranged my sidelong dome of wind before me. The wind of wet vegetation shredded itself into a wide corkscrew away from me. My nostrils were filled with the scent of fresh-cut grass. Incredulous, I reached out through the vortex with my right hand and caught a fistful of stuff. Walking around to stand before the grill, I expanded the dervish to cover the truck, allowing the falling rain to slowly wash the mess off the hole. In a glow of the headlight, I examined the stuff in my hand. Clovers. Momentarily distracted as I was, I hadn't noticed the tide of the little green favors against my shield had stopped. "Chris," came a voice so clearly through the wind and rain, if it had been projected in my head. "Turn over your cargo to me," it continued, "or we will have an issue." "Yeah," I projected back as I wiped the clovers from my palm. "You scratched Bianca's new iridescent midnight blue paint job with a couple errant bits of gravel just now." I allowed my true nature to flash through my eyes once or twice. "You can upgrade that to a subscription." "The judge," the voice, I realized, sounded somewhat elderly beneath its forced strength. "Give her to me right now." "Sorry," I said. "I think you got the wrong truck. All I'm hauling tonight is a judicial appointee." He was striding toward me through the rain. I dropped my shield and moved toward him. I could feel he was gathering power. I did the same. He was an old guy, just the size of 70, black with a wreath of wispy gray hair. Seemingly from nowhere, he produced a pair of weapons, long, curved hand sickles, like exaggerated kukri daggers made of some type of exotic metal, once gleamed a brilliant violet in the flashes of lightning overhead, the other shimmered blue. Could also make out they'd been stylized somehow, etched to look like a moon and a horseshoe. Lightning began to snap, crackle, and boom all around me as my eyes blazed with cobalt fire. As he came more clearly into my view, I could see his eyes were filled with tiny yellow stars. "Well met," he said, the almost impeccable 1950s Pennsylvanian accent lifting his words. "Thunderer?" "Well met," I replied, the sky rumbling along with me. "Lucky charm." To be continued.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 3 of The Legend of Corn Pop.
This is the best fan fiction I've ever heard.
Jesus Christ, you write a lot, Chris. But it's good, so. All right, thank you everybody for your listener questions and fucking novel, by the way.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Did You See This Stories? Holy fuck. Now we really go off the cliff. Baby formula. The first baby formula Mercy flight is loaded with 31 tons in Germany. As infants in the U.S. are being admitted to the hospital due to shortages, and pediatricians are saying the crisis is worsening. Operation Fly Formula will see the formula sufficient to make 1.5 million 8-ounce bottles being flown from Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany to Indiana before being distributed nationwide. Biden used the Defense Production Act to do this.
Why are they flying it here?
Distribution. 1.5 million bottles. That's enough to last. Okay, and it's gone. Infant formula maker Abbott says it has reached an agreement with U.S. health officials to restart production at its largest domestic factory, a key step towards easing the shortage tied to the plant's shutdown earlier this year. So the government shut down the biggest formula-making plant.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Apparently, that's interesting. Well, see, apparently Abbott had, like, fucked up.
Did they?
Yeah, they had some shit wrong with it.
Like,
there was shit wrong. Like, they were
But there
fucking...
was no backup.
Right.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Sure.
Rolling Stone magazine used the Buffalo shooter as a political deal to demonize conservatives, falsely characterizing him as a mainstream Republican. In the article titled, "The Buffalo Shooter Isn't a Lone Wolf, He's a Mainstream Republican," they attempted to frame the 18-year-old shooter as a right-wing white supremacist influenced by Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump. First, the shooter not only rejected conservative politics and media like Fox News, but described himself in his manifesto that has been censored now online as a leftist authoritarian and a green nationalist who subscribed to communism. Secondly, Rolling Stone claims that the Great Replacement, the hypothesis that white people in America are being deliberately and systematically replaced by immigrants and non-whites, is a, quote, conspiracy theory. But the demographic data shows that whites are slowly being phased out as the majority in America due to immigration, both legal and illegal, and declining birth rates. Additionally, the United Nations has even drafted a now-deleted plan called Replacement Migration, which aims to flood the Western world with 600 million third-world migrants by 2050 to phase out whites in the name of combating, quote, aging populations. The Biden administration has vowed to ramp up the release of illegal aliens in the U.S. by a whopping 800%. To add insult to injury, media pundits and other left-wingers openly celebrate these facts, such as Washington Post contributor Jennifer Rubin, who praised the decline of white population in America as fabulous news. In
Rubin.
Fact, yeah, Rubin. There's your Mendelsohn signing.
Uh-huh.
In fact, Mark Potok, senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center, has a list on the wall of his office that shows the decline of, quote, non-Hispanic white population in the U.S. Has it like a CEO would chart company profits.
Yeah, well, he's in the tribe too, so.
Yeah, speaking of the 18-year-old Buffalo shooter, apparently he was, aside from being a commie, he was nuts. When they returned to high school after for the first day of in-person learning due to COVID, He was in a complete head-to-toe hazmat suit. And apparently reports are coming out that he had also killed small animals last year.
Sweet.
So
he's a Democrat.
Communist.
Oh, old Democrat, commie.
And of course, Biden went to Buffalo to, you know, white people bad, racism bad. You didn't go to Wisconsin where the black guy drove through the Christmas parade. So I guess black victims are more important than white victims? Yes? No? Nothing? Oh, did you hear about the other big shooting this week?
Oh, there's another one?
Yeah, there was a deadly attack at a California church.
Oh, yeah, that one lasted, a couple days and it went away?
The Chinese immigrant who did the shooting was motivated by his hate for Taiwanese people. So you didn't probably hear much about that one because, you know, China. All right, let's go to the Ministry of Truth.
No, there's not one anymore.
Yeah. Nina Jankovic to Geisenbergen. She has resigned from the Ministry of Truth. She says she was being attacked by right-wing conspiracy theorists. She also came out and said that anyone that was against the new Ministry of Truth was, quote, a danger to national security, end quote. The Ministry of Truth is currently being paused due to this. So one of the talking heads over at MSNBC this week said, quote, we've got to watch out because the Republicans have become the purveyors of misinformation. The president acknowledged that it's time to actually start doing things, and maybe taking some names and putting people in jail is what needs to be done, end quote. So they want to put you in jail if you don't believe their lie. You're a threat to national security, which means your constitutional rights don't matter. Yeah. Twitter is going to implement, quote, crisis misinformation policy, end quote, with a warning label on tweets that their employees classify as misinformation. They're trying to get this all done before the Elon Musk thing is final and they all get shit canned, by the way. So, just in time for the election.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of misinformation, Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook. What a mook. Testified Friday that he was briefed about the Alpha Bank issue first by Clinton campaign special counsel Mark Elias in the summer of 2016. He said the campaign leadership quickly had a meeting about whether to share the information with the media, which they decided to do, knowing that it was not accurate. Also present at the meeting were campaign chairman John Podesta, would you like some ping pong comet pizza, communications director Jennifer Palmieri, and policy advisor Jake Sullivan, who just happens to now be Joe Biden's national security advisor. He said, we discussed it and then made a decision, and we did decide to share the claims with the reporter. When asked by a prosecutor on Special Counsel Durham's team about the highest level of approval for pushing this lie to the press, Mook replied that John and I were involved, but I discussed it with Hillary as well. Mook said he framed it to Hillary as, hey, you know, we have this and we want to share it with a reporter. She agreed to that. They knew it was a lie. They knew it was false. Share it with a reporter. Get the story out there. Hillary said, okay. She knew. The whole Russia thing was a lie. He just admitted on the stand. Under oath.
Sure.
Is it too early to go that Robbie Mook didn't kill himself?
Yeah, right.
What a mook. A federal judge this week blocked Biden from ending Title 42 public health order. The judge, Western District of Louisiana, granted a nationwide injunction on the plan that was going to end the order on May 23rd. It was in response to a lawsuit by two dozen Republican states led by Arizona, Louisiana, and Missouri. Title 42 is the big immigration thing where, I think, is this the Remain in Mexico thing? But basically, if Title 42 was gone, then the floodgates would have been even wider than they are now.
Right.
So. Biden, currently on tour in South Korea. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it. It's the time for this week, and he said what?
Oh, this is my favorite time of the week.
He was touring a Samsung factory. He was being explained how some of the semiconductor making process goes, and when the worker was done explaining to him, Biden looked at him and said, "Don't forget to vote." $85 million votes. Most in history.
People love the dude.
Greatest economic recovery in history. Jack, where's my ice cream? New Zealand are beginning to hand out millions of checks to citizens in an attempt to fight inflation, despite increased government spending causing the inflation.
Well, yeah.
Hey, you know what'll fix this? More of it. Whole world's drowned in fucking inflation. Let's add more water. Seems about right. Professor Jerry Sachs has warned, as he has called for an independent inquiry into whether COVID came from a lab. We know it did, but go with me on this. Professor Sachs has been named to the last two Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in the World, has called for universities and research institutions to open up their databases for scrutiny amid fears that labs were genetically modifying viruses. Writing in the journal PNAS, Professor Sachs, who is the chairman of the Lancet COVID-19 Commission that is investigating this, said that it's clear the scientists from the University of North Carolina and New York-based EcoHealth Alliance, which is ran by Peter Daszak, who got tax money and funding from Fauci and the National Institute of Health, had been working with the Wuhan Institute of Virology to manipulate viruses.
We knew that already.
Yep. The University of North Carolina thing's new. So, but yeah.
Well, see, I had heard that it came from there was somewhere in Canada too that was.
Yeah, Canada. There was a lab in Canada that was in on it. So it's like it was all a multinational plan.
Yeah.
Kind of like the next fear porn. Monkeypox, monkeypox, monkeypox.
Ooh.
The Grand Canarian Pride Festival. That was attended by 80,000 from Britain and across Europe, is said to be linked to numerous monkeypox cases in Madrid, Italy, and elsewhere in the world. It was held between May 5th and May 15th. The Pride Festival attracted visitors from across the continent. It was attended by people who have tested positive for monkeypox afterwards, with public health services from the Canary Islands now investigating links between the cases and the LGBT celebrations.
Mm-hmm. The jokes write themselves.
I don't even need to say them. Usually, I'll take the swing at the easy ones.
Sure, why not? Fuck it.
I'll take the swing, but
that's low hanging fruit, man.
I mean, seriously,
that's lowbrow humor. We don't do that on this show.
Fart jokes. Yeah. So they
Dick
literally
and pox jokes.
So they infected the gays with this and then have them spread it, kind of like
AIDS.
Fauci, 80s, AIDS. Like a repeat, huh?
And they took the shot too.
Let's do the time warp again.
Oh, they took the clot shot too. That's
yeah,
pretty much
their immune system.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A disease that's a virus that's not deadly at all.
Right.
By the way, just before the fear porn really comes out and they start getting you for, oh God, you got to have the shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not deadly. It's annoying.
Right. It's like shingles.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Well, I don't think it's even as bad as shingles.
Right. Just, yeah, that's the next thing.
But you got to take this shot.
The fuck I do.
You got to get this shot.
Canada now suspects 13 cases in Montreal. The U.S. has ordered 13 million additional doses of the monkeypox shot after a Massachusetts man has it. That's a government official told New York Post. Then there was this. It's weird, kids, because here's the kicker. The FDA approved a new monkeypox drug treatment from Saiga Technologies. Now, what's Saiga Technologies? Saiga Technologies is a subsidiary company of Pfizer. I swear we just went through this entire movie.
People are going to sit in line for that shit, too.
Yes, they are. Thin the herd. Speaking of thinning the herd, we ain't got no fucking money left. The $40 billion for Ukraine passed. So there goes that money we don't have. It passed the Senate 86-11. The aid package does not include the financial oversight that Senator Rand Paul had been calling for. Then Secretary Bilken came out and said that an additional $5.5 billion is in the pipeline as well for Ukraine.
Now read the other part.
The U.S. Senate, I got to pull it up because I was not prepared for Vince to actually be wanting to do something.
Sorry.
Senate, after they voted to give $40 billion to Ukraine to money launder, they then blocked, 2 hours later, a $48 billion aid package for restaurants and small businesses.
How's that feel, guys?
Oh, your business got fucked or you lost your job or anything like that? No, sorry. We had to go launder the money over to Ukraine. Not you. Yeah. Not you. Can't give you your money back.
Boy, they stuck it in your butt dry, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
They went in dry. How's that feel?
Voted for it.
Democrats.
Biden has come out and said that everybody needs to be concerned about monkeypox. I know we're all shocked about that. UK confirms local transmission of monkeypox, so there's that. Yeah.
In the gay community.
Mm-hmm. It's 85 all over again, baby. All right. CIA is going to start putting crack in inner city. Wait.
Yeah, they're already paying for the crack.
Yeah, there you go. Last thing I have, Russia has permanently banned some 963 Americans from ever entering the country. New to the list, Ugandan giant Kamala and Grandpa Sniffy. So
good, fuck them. Fuck them.
Monkeypox shot by a Pfizer subsidiary, huh?
Well, and then they didn't they have the they were doing this thing like they did for COVID.
Yeah, they're doing a, but it wasn't monkeypox. It was a smallpox from the bite of some big cat.
Yeah, a leopard.
A leopard, yes. That was the simulation that they were running. So now we've went from bats gave people corona, we know that's a lie, to, oh, this leopard's going to bite you and give you smallpox. Well, fuck that. We got monkeypox, we got leopardpox, we got fucking...
It's all a game.
You want to know... You want to figure out conspiracy theories? Follow the money.
Bill Gates, hashtag Bill Gates is a bioterrorist. It's trending on Twitter right now.
Is it?
Yes.
Nice, because it's true.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Bill Gates has probably killed more people than... I don't know if he's up to Stalin numbers. He's easily past what they claim Hitler did. I mean, what? Mao's at 100 million, Stalin's somewhere near 100 million. So, I mean, Gates is in the running. Yeah, I mean, he's
feels got good, some doesn't time
here. Yeah. So, yeah, any final thoughts this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. When women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. Ask yourself, what would Henry Bowman do? And always remember, why?